ESPN
97.5.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual A-Holes. We just got done putting 8.5 by 10 glossies all over Houston that said, wanted ratings. If you can help, call now. 713-780-0377-6. We'll try and help out, too. Hey, it's going to be a good day on The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, and Joel, all present and accounted for in the Gal Media Studios. Fellas, what is up?
What's the deal?
It's whitey pants?
It's white jeans season, bitches.
It's going to be fun today.
It is white jeans season.
You are head to toe on this match game today.
I'm killing the fashion game today. I got the white jeans. I got the shoes, camo Air Force Ones, and the camo shirt. I'm just...
Why do I want to do boomerang for you right now? Go, you got the coordinate.
Got the coordinate.
You got the camo
see
shirt.
See that mushroom belt?
You got the camo
mushroom
shirt
inside.
With the camo shoes, with the white pants and the white bottom. Got the coordinate.
I was literally looking through the closet, and these white jeans were in the back, and I was like, oh, it's white jeans season. These bitches are going to know.
So you decided to come out of the closet
City
today.
Boy. City Boy season. Isn't that the big thing on Twitter right now?
I don't know.
Hot boys and city girls or something like that?
There were other big things on Twitter.
Is that like trending right now?
That's
I don't know.
I don't know. I saw my buddy Kanis was talking about hot boys and city girls, and then that kind of got... That's become a thing, so I don't know. But it's good to be here today. Thought I was going to die last night in this heat.
Yeah, it was so hot.
Yeah, I didn't... And Steven Uzik, our local suspect weather man, it gave us the information. And I had heard that rain was coming today. And then he's like, no, nothing till Saturday. I was like, okay, cool. And then I'm sitting there watching the ESPYs last night. And I look over my shoulder out in the backyard. Rain. And there's lightning and thunder and rain. I'm like, Steve, I appreciate you setting me straight yesterday. But something's going on in my backyard in Sugarland. It doesn't look like sunshine and rainbows. And he's like, oh, that's not directed to the storm. Yeah, that's a pop-up shower. I was like, then I looked, then I watched
News. 5-1 weather station, baby.
Then I look at the news and they were like, starting Thursday afternoon, we'll be seeing a lot of precipitation from Barry. And I'm like, now I'm going to wait till it happens. I'm going to wait till it happens.
Now, because I just was on weather.com and we got a 20% today, 0% tomorrow, 20 on Saturday, 50 on Sunday. Now, that's in spring.
Yeah.
So that might be a little different than you guys because we're obviously pretty far apart. But
right.
I don't think it's going to rain a whole lot because it looks like the cone of despair. I don't know what the hell
cone
they call
of uncertainty.
It. Yeah. It doesn't even hit the Texas coast, according to Steven's latest post on sportsmap.com. Make sure you go check it out, sportsmap.com.
Yep. For check all out
your,
my article.
For all your map of sports needs. I don't know. I feel like they need a tagline. And since it's radio, because, you know, radio advertising, sometimes we tend to be lazy. And whatever it is, we just say for all your blank needs.
Hey,
not blank, but, you know, all your fill in the blank needs.
Right.
So, yeah, sports map for all your map of sports needs.
Or if you go to sport map, fill in your point blank needs.
Yeah.
What?
But now he talked about that cone of uncertainty, not even touching the Texas coast anymore.
Thank
so
God.
I think we're in the clear.
I mean, you feel bad for the people in Louisiana, but it's going to miss
for sure. A foot of rain they could get from
They're
this
already
storm.
Getting it.
I'm about to tear it up.
Clarence tweeted it. They're already getting just a boatload of rain that they don't ever need in Louisiana.
Right.
So that's not good.
Nope. I'll be glad when this is over, though.
Yeah?
I'm tired of these tweets.
About all the Barry stuff?
If one more person sends me the back it up Barry tweet, instead of put it in reverse Terry, put it in reverse Barry.
I didn't know you were going to know
I didn't
things.
Either. Nick's laughing. It's not bad.
No. That's pretty funny.
It's a stupid-ass meme. It's so stupid. It's a picture of the storm, Barry, in the Gulf, and they took Terry from the put it in reverse, Terry. Didn't even Photoshop it. What, you know how like when you see a crying Jordan, they blend the crying Jordan in so that you see it?
Right.
No. This looks like somebody made it in MS Paint. It's just one square picture over the hurricane or the storm. And then it says, back up, put it in reverse, Barry. And no less than 9 people have tweeted that dumbass meme to me. And I didn't even chuck, like, Amazon Bees Brother was one of the first ones to send it to me. And he goes, this is hilarious. I was like, no, that didn't even make me smile. That's just not funny. He's like, that's funny. You suck. And then everybody starts tweeting it to me. I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm so sick of these jokes. They're just, all right, we get it. There's a hurricane named after me. We're both awesome. I get it. I'm just like, please just, I hope this goes away soon. I'm tired of all these.
Yeah, but yesterday you said you enjoyed all that mention.
Oh, no. I said I'm trending on Twitter, yeah. So all the chodes can suck it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I knew something like that.
I'm not happy of the memes that I'm being sent. They're not that good.
That's funny, though. I love that video backup. That was...
Put it in reverse, Terry!
I could rewatch that video till now. Like, it doesn't...
Did you hear the story about that, though?
No.
The reason why he couldn't put it in reverse?
No.
Because his chair was broke.
Well, he could only go forward. He couldn't go reverse.
Yeah, so they were having problems with the chair, so there's a GoFundMe for Terry to get him a new chair. I was like, isn't this late? Like, that was a year ago.
Yeah, for real. It was. It's been around for quite a while. Yeah.
But the guy who was commentating made the video because he was just laughing.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, no, Terry.
And then he laughed when he finally got away.
Yeah, he did. Once Terry wasn't on fire or dead, then he starts laughing at him. There's a new viral sensation that in the last 24 hours. Bagel Guy.
Yes.
Have you seen Bagel Guy?
Yes.
No, I think I saw you tweet about it.
Bagel Guy is my favorite kind of guy because Bagel Guy is like 5 foot and he's in a bagel store, General Bagels or something.
Like a
bagels
and breakfast deal.
And I surmised he was probably there for some bagel bites because he's a small guy. So he probably wasn't getting bagels. He was going to get like bagel bites or I don't know if they make bagel holes like donut holes, but I would imagine if they did, he would get one of those instead. But he's this little guy, 5 foot, and he's so mad that women make fun of his height, and he's in there just lamenting and just raging, and this woman is recording and she's like, no one here said anything about your height.
Yeah.
He's like, all these bitches online, dude, in my profile, they tell me I should kill myself because I'm 5 foot.
But then there were guys watching and he wants to take them on.
So then this one guy's like, hey bro, chill out. He's like, no, you're not my god, you're not my dad, and you're not my boss. And then he bumps the dude.
Yep.
He belly bumps this guy who is at least a foot taller than him. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, if that was me, I'd have knocked that little dude out. I would have knocked that little dude out right there. Because look, if that was a 6 foot guy bumping me, I might be intimidated. But a 5 foot guy bumps me like that?
You haven't seen it?
And, unless they got cauliflower ears and now I know they know jujitsu and or wrestling.
Right.
I'm going to try to knock that little dude out if you belly bump me like that. He tried to bully him. And then this other guy goes, hey, man, chill out. And he goes, no, you chill out and shut the hell up. You want to go outside? Yep. That whoever the dude was off camera just bum rushed this little guy, took him down and just mollywopped him. I mean, just, and that's where the video ends. I want to see the rest of it.
So I found the rest of it.
Yeah, do tell.
So after that, then the same woman is still filming it. Woman or kid, teenager. And the guys are just like, all right, I'm done because this guy's poses no threat physically, and he's already embarrassed him by taking him down. Dude gets up, and then he goes back at the women again. He's like, you want some? And they're like, get out of here. And he's like, and he dropped the napkin. They're like, get back here, pick up your stuff, and get out of here. And he goes, no, I won't. And he's like screaming, yelling. So he goes, he walks back, and he picks up the napkin. And then he's like, and all these women are looking at him. And finally, his dude was like, almost like a kid. Like, he reached over, grabbed his hands, like, let's go. And they walked out.
His friend?
Yeah, he had like a friend that walked in and got him, and they walked out.
That that reminds me of a fight I got into in high school. There was this dude, he was probably in his 30s, and he lived on my street with his mom. And he wasn't, like, he was like telling me how he did all these tours and Desert Storm and this and that. And he was obviously full of crap. And we were at the basketball court. It was me and my buddy Jeff and two other dudes, right? And Jeff and these two other guys are black, and this guy, there's obviously something I'm not going to say there's something wrong with him. You can just tell that he's, I wouldn't call him a loser, but he kind of was. Just not that there was anything mentally wrong with him. He was just a loser, right? Mm-hmm. And he starts saying the N-word. And I was like, dude, don't say that, man. That's disrespectful. Don't say that around these. And Jeff and those guys are like, whatever. And he keeps doing it. I was like, bro, stop saying that. That's not cool. These guys aren't going to do anything about it because they're not that kind. But don't say it again. And then he just starts saying it. I was like, I'm telling you, I'm about to beat your ass if you say it one more time. And then, of course, he calls me that. And so I was like, all right, that's it. So I start beating his ass. I literally, at one point, I remember I was so angry. I was holding him against the fence because on the basketball court with one hand, punching him with the other one in his face, right? And then a cop pulls up. A constable pulls up and stops and hits his siren and his lights. And I let the dude go and the cop drives off. And the dude stands up and goes, you want some more? I was like, what? Do I want some more? Bro, you literally just got punched in the face 20 times while I held you against a fence. I was like, just get out of here. You're just weird. But that's like, who does that? Who gets their ass whooped and stands up and says, do you want some more? Because that dude got trucked by the big guy. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Now they found this guy. He's 40.
The big guy?
No, the little guy.
Bagel Bites guy.
They found him. His name's Chris Morgan. He's 45. He's divorced, childless, cleaning company owner from Long Island, New York. And he claims he asked for his order three times, and the girl behind the counter claims she couldn't understand him. The third time, she smirked with her friends.
Sorry, sir. I don't
speak. She was laughing and talking with her friends, putting her hand over her mouth and laughing like girls do when they reject me on a date.
So she said, sorry, sir. I don't speak lollipop, kid. I can't understand you. What?
He said, I got to the point where I had enough. I was telling them I couldn't breathe after the guy, he says five times his size, took him down. I had my shirt over my head. I was trying to call 911. It was the big boys all the women go for. They jumped me. The women didn't say anything. They kept choosing the wrong men. It's all women want. Tall and a big guy that you know what you want.
That guy is literally a workplace shooter in the making.
He's nuts.
He's going to go shoot up a strip club or something. You just have that feeling. Like that is crazy. Because no matter what, he doesn't think he did anything wrong. Yelling at women and then belly bumping some dude. He thinks he did nothing wrong. And it all comes back to the fact. And rather than just you just being an a-hole, just a jerk. You think it's because you're short? No, it's because you're a jerk.
Okay, wait a minute. He is. Because he says, I have a mission. The girls hate me. They don't like me. That's fine. I'm not stopping, and the world is going to hear me. I want equality for everyone. Whatever happened to the love of the 60s when people loved each other for themselves?
Oh, my
wait
God.
Wait for it, Barry. I want equality for everybody, especially short guys like myself, and I'm going to accomplish that by hating women, throwing my bagels on the ground, and screaming.
That's
going to get her done for you, big guy.
Are you sure you're not on a satire site? Because that sounds like the dumbest.
Nope. Yeah. Nope. It really does. It really does sound like. Oh, my God.
He is quoted.
Well, I believe
on that.
Joel. I'm just saying it does sound
like
something,
that,
on satire, on a satire
like
type
like you
of site.
Would read on The Onion.
Yeah.
Like 5 foot guy mad at the world decides that he's going to throw bagels in a tantrum like a child.
Yeah.
To get women to like him. Like none of that. God, that's wild.
Yeah, they caught up with him today after yesterday, whenever that happened.
So he's 45 years old.
45-year-old, and he owns his own cleaning company. How can that dude be stable enough to run a company, even if it's a small company?
That's the next question.
That's
a
weird.
Small company. I see what you did there. He runs a small company.
Sometimes these things just come to me.
This happens, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's funny.
All right, we're just getting started. 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. And, of course, before we go to the break, we've got something that we want to encourage you to do.
Well, that dude's talking about women, but, you know, he's got to be ready if he ever does get one. And the way he should do that is through BlueChew.com and get their chewables. I don't care how tall you are, how short you are, you know what I'm saying? BlueChew.com and the chewables at BlueChew.com are going to help you in the bedroom. If you do have ED, it's going to help you. If you just want to last longer, it's going to help you. If you just want a better sex life, it can help you. It's got the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so if you were taking one of those, I highly recommend you check out BlueChew.com and grab some of their chewables. And look, the process is really easy when you get online. You don't have to go to a doctor's office. Everything is done right there. So you go in, you fill out this short survey, and then you do a quick video online chat. And if you qualify, you get your prescription online. It's that easy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And it's all done discreetly. So if you're worried about the embarrassment of having to go to a doctor's office or a pharmacy and everybody looking at you and maybe listening to the conversation, you don't have to. It takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician. And if you qualify, you get prescribed online and quick. No in-person doctor visits, no waiting rooms. And the packages are shipped directly and discreetly to your front door with no one knowing what's inside. The BlueChew.com chewables are prescribed online by doctors that are... And it's made in the USA, the doctors are in the United States, and everything is safe and above board. Blue Chew gives you confidence in bed every time. You and your partner are going to love it. You just chew it and do it, and we've got a great deal for you guys. If you visit BlueChew.com, you get your first order for free when you use our promo code SUSPECTS. You just pay $5 for shipping. It's that easy. It's BlueChew.com, promo code SUSPECTS. Again, get it, chew it, and do it.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the first half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Thursday in the big city. Having some fun. Astros back at it tonight, thank God.
On the road, right?
Yep, at Arlington, opening up a four-game series. And just coming into the newsroom before we went on the air, Jake Mariznick suspended for two games. And I think that as people inquired my thoughts on it, based on the rule change with catchers blocking the plate and everything that went down, whether you thought the intent was there or not, the bottom line is, because of the way the rules were adjusted, I kind of half expected it. I thought that something was coming. Two games isn't going to hurt the Astros in any way, shape, or form. It's just one of those deals that you just got to keep, you got to roll with it and get over it.
It sucks, though.
Yeah.
Because you know, I mean, well, I say you know. I feel like, and we talked about it when it happened, but I don't think the intent was there.
I agree.
So I guess, though, they have to take it not strictly based on intent, but also based on the physical action itself. And did he have, could he have adjusted course in a half a second? And so according to MLB, he could have changed his course or path to the plate, and he should have. So guilty as charged, two games. Look, when Tyler told me about it when we walked in, because I hadn't even seen the news yet, my first thought was, okay, that's fine. I don't really care, because Jake Mariznick isn't an integral part of this team's offense. Defensively, he is. So just run Miles Straw out there. It's the same thing. But replacing Jake Mariznick with Miles Straw is the same exact thing, so I don't have a problem with it. It's like, okay, just served you two games. Sucks for Jake because he didn't mean it, but oh well.
I think aside from everything you just said, I think the reason why he was suspended for two games is because it got the attention that it did. There was so much drama going on between Yadier Molina and everybody chiming in, and of course it was one of the lead stories on SportsCenter, and it was because of the fact that Lucroy went to the hospital, had a concussion, a fractured nose. It was violent.
Well, let's be real. When it happened, and he, you know, if you don't watch, if you watch UFC, you're used to seeing stuff like that. But when he got knocked out, because he did, it wasn't like a deep knockout where he was asleep for an hour.
Right.
But when you see that arm go straight up in the air and get real stiff, that's when you know a dude's been he got his button touched. Mm-hmm. So it was legitimate, and I think that's what scared people too.
Yeah.
And that scares the league. They don't want people
seeing that. That's exactly why. And I think because of that, because of the severity or the potential, the shock value of what everybody saw with the injury, I think they felt like that even more so reiterated the fact they were going to do something to suspend him.
Yeah.
Because they don't want that in their game. Nope. They don't want to be known. They want to be known for whether it be for home runs and strikeouts and great plays, but they don't want to be known for violence.
That's why I was kind of surprised. Because, I mean, obviously Astros fans, they're going to be fans. But I was just, I mean, if you're a fan, I don't think you should be upset. But on Twitter, you're like, they're incredibly upset at the fact that he got suspended two games. And, you know, if it was someone like Barry mentioned, if it was someone higher in the batting order, then I'm, you know.
I mean, you don't have to be famous to have Jake's back. You just have to be an Astros fan. But I think that the other thing that you got to realize is nationally, there's a lot of people whether they have hatred for the Astros or because of the fact that they just saw the violent act itself, wanted to just absolutely crucify Jake. And that's why his teammates had his back. And that's why we talked about how much it shows how tight that locker room is and how important that is, that every one of his teammates came up to his defense, and with Molina and everybody else was like, whoa, 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 whoa. This is not who Jake is. And that's why even when I tweeted it, I'm not tweeting that as an Astros fan. I'm tweeting that just as an observer with an honest opinion that says when you look at him step left and right and try and roll when the contact hit, and to Barry's point, I don't even give it a half second. I give it a 0.2 of a second where all of a sudden you got to make a really quick decision. And it looked like even then he was trying to avoid contact. That's why I was hoping they'd be lenient with him, but I get why they gave him 2 games.
Yeah, I agree. But I do understand, and I think Astros Twitter can kind of get off the rail sometimes. And
like, they, Rockets, like Nick Twitter
was saying,
can.
Like Nick was saying, you know, sometimes you just throw support at something no matter what. And that's part of being a fan. You're not going to be as objective as most people are that are outside of the situation or just looking at it. But I kind of see both sides of it. I understand from a fan's perspective, you want your guys out there, and everybody's just really – the support for Jake is really just the support for the Astros. It's
right.
Not necessarily
right.
That everyone's rallying around Jake, which they may be, but it's be – you know, let's be real. If this was Ukwiti, they would be doing the same thing. It doesn't matter. It's because he's an Astro.
Okay, flip the script and put Chirinos in the position of Lucroy and put any said other player doing that to him. Astros Twitter would probably feel like a suspension was warranted and they'd want a big
point,
one.
Great point.
So I think that basically defines Astros Twitter. We know that the passion that's there for Astros Twitter is the same as like Rockets Twitter. It's just a different – if it's just a different flavor of Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, if you're looking at it objectively, it obviously – you can put things in a different perspective.
Yeah.
And you also have to go back and remember the rules that Major League Baseball tweaked a year or two ago.
Look, it's 2 games. He's not even a starter.
That's the big thing.
Where are they? Are they at
in Arlington?
Okay,
for 4 games.
So it doesn't matter. It's an American League game. It's not interleague. So that means you still have – you know, you're still going to have Brantley and left, Springer and center, and Reddick and right. You don't have to worry about that. I mean, there's, if anything, you lost a defensive replacement and a steals guy. And again, like I said earlier, Miles Straw can handle that. So yeah. You know, Tony Kemp can
handle
that.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it at all.
From an Astros perspective, and it's 2 games. That's out of 162. Not that big of a deal. So
you know what is a big deal, Barry?
What is a big
deal? Saving money whenever you get a chance.
You're darn right it is. That's why you got to download GetUpside to your phone. Guys, I'm telling you, what are you doing if you don't have GetUpside on your phone? What are you doing with your life? You're a waste of money. That's what you're doing. Go right now. Get your phone now. If you're driving, pull over. I mean, you know, put your blinker on. Be nice. But go right now to your phone's app store and search for GetUpside, all one word, and just click install. Trust me on this. It's so easy. I did it sitting at the pump about to pump gas. So I installed GetUpside on my phone. I logged in, and then I said, find me deals in my area, and it did. And I was sitting at a gas station that had a deal, and I claimed the deal, and I got cash back on my first fill up. And you could be doing the same thing on your way home today. And remember, put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, because that'll get you extra cash back on that first fill-up. You're already going to get a great little bump, a little something to build your nest egg there in the GetUpside account. But if you use promo code Barry, it'll sweeten the pot a little bit for you. So do that as well. And don't forget, you can not just use it for gas. You can also use it when you go out to eat. So they've got Wendy's, Popeye's, Burger King, and they're always adding restaurants. They're always looking for new opportunities. So you can use that as well and get up to 35% cash back when you eat out. And at the pump, remember, it's up to 25 cents. A gallon. And yes, some of those exist. You might have to find them a little bit, but hey, between your house and work, there's probably plenty of opportunities to use GetUpside at a station near you. So check it out. Get that cash back. Don't forget my promo code Barry. That'll help get you a little bump your first fill up. I'm using it. AJ uses it. Nick uses it. A lot of folks at the station, a lot of the listeners using it as well. You should definitely check it out. No obligation, no catch, no hassles, no strings attached. Go download GetUpside right now. Put it on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour into the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go. Wherever you may be in the big city, we appreciate you taking us along for the ride. And if, of course, you want to download that app, just go ESPN975.com. They can guide you through how to do that, as well as if you miss any part of the show, go up to the top, click on the show tab, Usual Suspects. You can miss catch up on any of the hours that you missed. How about that?
How about that?
Whee!
Go do it.
Yeah. So Astros in Arlington tonight, open up a four-game series. I saw ESPN trying to make everything sound so dramatic, saying, you know, of all the division winners, they all have the potential to win 100 games this year, but more importantly, that no team has distanced themselves by more than like 6 or 7 games, and the A's, who are in second place, play the Astros a large number of games 11 more times.
Great. Well, they're not going to win all 11.
Exactly.
And they got to beat everybody else, too.
Nice try, because you have Astros Rangers tonight on ESPN. But other than that, no.
Yeah. I was looking at, you know, I monitor the standings. I like the plus-minus differentials. I feel like that can give you a pretty good idea or indicator of how a team is rolling and what they're doing. And A's are no joke, man. They're a plus 65 right now, which means they're scoring. They've scored 65 more runs than they've given up. That's pretty good. 7-3 in their last 10. So they're among the hot teams in the American League right now. So I'm sure they didn't want to hit the All-Star break either.
Right.
But yeah, Rangers, after they're hot, you know, come back, getting to within 4.5, I believe, have now lost 6 of their last 10. So they faltered a little bit going into the All-Star break. So now they're 9 back. So this is kind of like you said a couple days ago, this series is a good chance to put them away. If you can, I think it's a 4-game series, right?
Yeah,
Thursday, Friday. Yeah, yeah, if you can get 3 out of 4, you can do some, you know, put them 11 back. That goes a long ways for you in the division, because now you've got the Angels 12.5 back, the Mariners are 20 back. If you can get that double digits on the Rangers, all you got to do now is take care of the A's a little bit, or just hold them off for the second half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, like you and I have said all along, I don't think the division's ever been in question. I think they're going to win the division. It's just a matter of do what you can to solidify your position with the best record possible in the American League, because I think we all expect it to come down to Yankees-Astros, and it would be so much nicer if there was a deciding game to have it in Minute Maid than at Yankee Stadium, weather-wise and otherwise.
Although the Astros do pretty well on the road in New York.
Yeah, but still.
They hold their own over there.
But if you had your druthers, you'd rather have the home crowd behind you, and again, you're going to be in a cold weather situation in New York at that time of the year, as opposed to in Minute Maid. So,
your boy Fromber's getting the start tonight.
Yeah, big deal. It just makes me want them to go out and make a move.
Well, the good news is Cole Miley and Verlander are your last three.
Yeah.
So you get those three against division foes, and then you go on the road to the Angels, and again you get Cole and Miley.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed this or not.
Come back and the Verlander versus the Rangers at home again. So you're getting good chunks from the upper end of your rotation against your division rivals. So that's good.
But Marcus Stroman's out there basically telling people he's all but gone, hinting things on Twitter. And it just, again, lights that fire with me going, Jeff Luhnow, please be working the phones. Please be trying to do something now so that you don't have to give up as much. You don't have to pay a huge ransom, but you can get another starting pitcher. Because even if you like Yukiti or you think Fromber's got potential or for whatever the case may be, that's fine for the Pirates or a middle-of-the-road team. But for this team, again, because you're going to probably face the Yankees, and you know inevitably between now and the deadline, the Yankees are going to do something, regardless of how big a move it is, I just would like to see them get one more starting pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, we pretty much talk about it every day, but you do want them to do something about it. I hope what they don't do is that they don't decide that, well, we're going to get Brad Peacock back. We're going to, you know.
He pitched last night, by the way.
So there was a time when I would have been fine if they stood pat and didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And I think that they know they've got to make a decision. You just hope that they don't wait too long, or that they don't underwhelm us too. That's the other
thing.
There were times like in the past when you saw him go grab a Presley and everybody was like, eh. And then you realize, well, damn, that was a really good pickup. But at the time, it was a bit underwhelming. So you hope that they make a splash but make the right decision at the same time. So it's important to get that balance. Remember, they're going to get Brad Peacock back. They're going to get Joe Smith back at some point this year,
right?
Which I think is after the All-Star break. They moved him to the 60.
Here's the problem with Joe Smith. I don't want to burst your bubble, okay?
Okay.
But the report was, because Peacock pitched last night.
Yeah.
But Peacock and Joe Smith were both to pitch. Peacock started out with 2 strikeouts his first three batters. He had gone through 2 innings scoreless. Joe Smith, he got through an inning. he gave up 2 home runs.
Well,
so
he hadn't pitched in a while.
It must be the ball.
It's exactly what it is. It's gotta be. You know.
So, yeah, I wouldn't be as giddy about Joe Smith. I hope he finds it. I hope he can get back to form when he was a really good...
nasty sidearm.
Yeah, really good. A situational pitcher in the playoffs. His numbers were fantastic. So, if he can come in and be a guy that maybe can give you another option when you know it, that in the middle of that bullpen between, as we mentioned, Josh James and Will Harris and all those guys, if he gives you an option situationally, that'd be great. But if not, then you got time. But let's go... quickly, so that, like I said, I just don't want them to overpay. I don't want to get them in a bidding war.
Yeah.
So we can see what happens there. But Astros, the only two teams in Major League Baseball that have to play tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird, but I guess it's
very weird because what you don't like is, and this is why the NBA focused so hard on when they were trying to make sure that guys really wanted to play in the All-Star game instead of trying to skip it. They made sure that they got the rest of the week off before the schedule resumed so that even guys that made the All-Star game weren't punished, they could still get away for a little vacation.
Yeah.
If you're the Astros, you flew after a long, long game against the Angels on Sunday night. You got to Cleveland in time to do media Monday, then practice. Then Bregman participates in the Home Run Derby and everybody's there. Then it's game day the next day, and they've got, you know, the red carpet early. They go all that. Wednesday is a travel day for all the Astros guys because they got to get to Arlington while everybody else is kind of just kicking it, going, yeah, we don't start till Friday. We can take our time, whatever. These guys are constantly on the go, and you got 6 of your main players that participated.
Yeah, it's not cool, but I think these guys are kind of used to that. You would have liked to have a day or two off, but overall, you know, baseball guys, I think, are used to that, and at least they weren't having to the day-to-day grind of baseball during the All-Star break. It's a little more fun for them, at least. So yeah. There's that. Shout out to Tracy Cali. She just sent us a tweet. They're at Lake Tahoe, and it looks fancy.
Fellas, of course she is. I'm just going to tell you, because regardless of them drinking champagne or not, this is the greatest week of the year to be in Lake Tahoe.
It really is, huh?
It is. I mean, if you have not seen...
I've never been, so I couldn't...
Watch, Nick. Tracy's
supposed
to
take
me,
but she backed out.
You're not a golf guy, but this weekend, turn on NBC and watch the American Century Celebrity Golf Tournament. It is the biggest party in the most beautiful scenery that you're ever going to see, because there's a lot of people that take it seriously. A lot of these guys are ex-athletes, want a competitive... This is the way they get their... They want to win the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of them, like 17 is a par 3 along the beach, and it's all boats and chicks in bikinis and guys drinking, and the guys will go and they throw the football. The quarterbacks will throw the football. The guys jumping off of boats and the cheering and nuts. It's just a massive party and on the most beautiful scenery ever, and they get a ton of like actors and celebrities and stuff, but it's really fun.
Sounds like fun.
I went for 14 straight years, and I'm telling you, like, it's some of the best week of my life. Was looking forward to that week every year.
And Tahoe is beautiful.
It is.
I mean, you can see from the tweet, the water is amazing in Lake Tahoe. I gotta interrupt. Not that it's breaking news.
Yeah.
But somebody, Al, on Twitter sent me a DM. He said the short bagel guy has his own YouTube channel.
Oh.
I was like, get out of town. And so I said, do you have a link? And he sent it to me. And I followed the link. It's on Complex, and I'll find the YouTube channel, and we'll listen to some. And if we can find some good stuff, we'll certainly play it. But apparently, Short Bagel Guy went on Hot 97 and proclaimed himself the modern MLK of short people.
Jeez.
What? The modern MLK.
Oh, that was in the article. That wasn't part of the article.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
He might just LeVar Ball his way into to popularity. He may say so many dumb things that he just may become famous because of it.
This dude is out of control. And apparently he didn't even pay for the bagel that he bought.
Oh, get out of here. Really?
Yeah. He didn't even pay for the bagel. He just left. They said he got a whole wheat bagel with one egg white and Swiss cheese and didn't pay for it.
That's dirty.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm going to check out this YouTube channel.
You want to check out Sean's call? Sean wants to talk Astros.
Yes.
We're talking Astros. What's
up,
Sean?
Of course.
Hey, thank you for what you do. It's a great break in the middle of the day, guys.
Appreciate it, man.
As far as the Astros, if more and more teams are in it than out, and more people are going to be looking for starters, couldn't they pull what the Royals did a few years ago? They had a lights out bullpen, a really good offense, Johnny Cueto, and then like nothing. Is it conceivable that since Luno really likes control and everything else as far as talent's concerned and doesn't want to give up a lot, but they could load up on a lot of bullpen. So that way, if they get a crap outing for three or four, you got a bullpen to carry you home. So they don't tax the arms they already have there. Is that another route they could take?
Yeah, appreciate the call, Sean. It's one of the things that I mentioned. You can see them going and getting an arm for that rotation, or if there's better value, you could see them getting a guy to bridge that gap between the fifth, sixth inning to get to the seventh, eighth, ninth, where you got Harris, Presley, and Osuna. So it's very possible that they could add another arm to kind of extend the reach of that bullpen and shorten the need for guys in the rotation to get you to the seventh inning. So when you get, for example, just throwing this out, but if they went out and got another Ryan Presley type, well, now you got to get to the sixth because then it would be Harris, whoever that Presley type is, Presley and Osuna. So yeah, it's very possible. And that might be better value in that because you always need bullpen arms and you're going to lose guys in your bullpen every year. And, you know, it's very possible that they do something like that. Because if you got a guy that you know, craps the bed in the first or second inning, you can bring in Colin McHugh and get you an inning or two. And then that gets you to the fourth, fifth inning. And then you bring that's where that end of the bullpen takes over.
Yeah, I'm with you. So, but yeah, we appreciate the call. So we can talk some more Astros if you want, but we got plenty more to get to. Our good friend Wendy, Brian Windhorst, is out there right before the show reporting the Rockets are working on a three-team trade to try and acquire Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook? No.
Yeah, Kurt
Lowe. Don't you.
So we can talk about that if you'd like. We can talk about the six-week or more old news that became national news thanks to Adam Schefter yesterday about your Texans and their general manager search.
Yeah.
But we've got more we can get to.
Talk about Josh. Was it Josh Norman leaping a bull?
Innes? Oh.
No. I think it was Josh Norman.
Yeah, Josh Norman ran with the Bulls.
Yeah. Jumped over a bull.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Leapfrogged it. Eesh. Pretty scary.
Mess with the bull, you get the horns, young man.
All right.
Okay. We'll be back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number one, three-hour show. We continue to roll along on this Thursday. And we're now getting emails from work about the storm approaching.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't
know we were to that point where it's necessary. No. Are you going to hunker down? Do you have enough water saved? Tang?
I didn't even get Tang.
That used to be a thing. Like, you know, because the spacemen, when you were a kid, you didn't drink Tang?
No, we didn't buy Tang.
Oh, it was a big thing because the astronauts drank Tang.
I remember
space,
the commercials.
Everybody was like, you know, if you have a serious weather situation and you have to hunker down, don't just have just water because Tang is an outstanding source of vitamin C and it's in a powder form.
Astronauts are dorks, though, so nobody.
What?
That didn't become, wow. That didn't become like a big.
One.
They're American heroes.
Yes. They're dorks. Nobody wants to be like
kind of are nerdy, but they have to be
like IT guys.
I would agree with that. Yeah,
I don't like that.
You don't like that?
I mean, intelligence you have to have in math and science is just insane. Like,
yeah,
there's just no way.
How many astronauts do you think would have a phone code of 123456 to unlock it?
It's a good point. Have you changed it yet? By the way, please just say yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good.
Bring it here.
Why would I give you my phone? After
you can
what?
Stand here and take it back. Let's just see
You're
if I can
here tweet.
Crack the code again.
Thank God no one saw the tweet.
I know what it's going to be.
That you tweeted from my phone.
All I said was I feel pretty. That's the only thing I tweeted
Why
from your account.
Why can't you tweet that from your account? Why you got to tweet it from
my account?
Because
I don't feel pretty. yeah, I saw that email because Cody had sent us the email. Mike Vrabel will stop at nothing to win a Super Bowl. I guess you could say.
I guess you're right.
It brings up a different question, but he was on a podcast. It's called the Bussin' with the Boys, and they asked him a very specific question about how far he would go to win a Super Bowl.
Matt Neely said he would cut off his
for a Super Bowl
for a Uno Super Bowl, and I said, and I have no problem saying no, I wouldn't do that.
Would you cut your off for a Super Bowl?
Oh. Been married 20 years? Yeah, probably.
You've got three.
As a player. I guess we'll be married for 20 years one day.
Would you? If you came home holding a bag of ice, and Jen was like, oh, honey, what'd you do?
She'd be like, I thought you already got fixed.
I made the ultimate sacrifice.
I had to cut my off, honey. We're going to win a Super Bowl. She'd be like, eh, all right. Or would she be upset?
She'd probably be on board.
She would be like, do you want me to do it? You want to do it now?
That's fantastic.
Vrabel's funny, man.
That was a great audio piece right there.
Yeah, and you get the sense that he has three as a player, but I guess one as a coach would be a whole different thing. And I mean, married dudes out there listening to that are going, yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I guess he's right. Would you?
Nope.
No.
If you think about... the biggest,
there's nothing to think about, sir.
There, I'm with Nick.
Zero.
Stop the conversation right there.
There's not
right
even,
there's
a we lot don't need to contemplate anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you bring up on this show, and we contemplate it and say how much money would it take and whatever. That's off limits. Yeah. That's not negotiable.
Mm.
Not doing it. If you want to go through life without your junk buried, you go right ahead. I'm not doing it.
Agreed.
Okay. I guess we'll all agree on that.
Wow, that's a second time. What
are you debating? Are you considering doing that?
Seriously?
I mean, you've been married for 20 years, right?
Yeah. Well, we've been together for 20 years. Married for 15. Together for 20.
That's 20 years. I'm going to say.
I've been with the same woman for 20 years.
You're about ready to.
I'm saying if someone came up to me and were like, you know, if you could have a Netflix special.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
And a tour making millions upon millions of dollars.
You would not.
Movies. All that just. Yes.
But granted,
what is a radio award?
That, but granted,
what is a radio award?
Texas Hall of Fame.
No, give me. I want national.
An XM channel?
No, don't they have like a, what is it, an Edward R. Murrow
award? You want to be like Barry Warner? You want to go in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame?
No, like what national?
Like an Emmy award for like.
For radio.
Yeah.
If they added that and then were like Netflix, millions of dollars, fame.
No penis.
And then you got to cut your penis off.
Dude, take away the one surefire pleasure that you have for the rest of your life.
I mean,
I can't believe you would Lorena Bobba yourself. This is ridiculous.
You are absolutely considering this and debating it in your own mind.
I said I agree. Y'all, I agreed with you. We'll all agree. No. No?
Well, Nick, you even bring up the Bobba scenario. No. I don't know. If you're cutting it off, that doesn't mean you can like bring it to surgery and put it back on.
Why?
Because that's not part of the deal.
Oh, you got to leave it off?
Yeah.
Because that might have been the loophole.
Yeah.
So you could reattach it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cutting that out of the deal.
That changes things. Huh?
I'm literally cutting that out of the deal.
Yeah. Cut it off and then be like, oh, yeah, you can put it back. Just put a bigger one back when you do it.
New meaning to the what's up, shoddy?
Alice Gold texts us. He goes, Marconi is the National Radio Award.
There you go. So if they promised you a Marconi, Joel,
No.
Bye-bye penis.
Nope.
No?
Mm-mm.
You don't care that much about radio?
What about put the Marconi in my pocket and make me feel better?
I mean, not happening.
Nope.
Maybe?
Non-negotiable.
Okay.
Nope.
I'm with you. I would consider it, and then at the end of the day, I'd be like, no, I kind of like my penis. We've been together for a long time now. I've been with my penis longer than I've been with my wife, so... That relationship has been established
inseparable.
Since pretty much 0 years of age. I think I'm sticking with that.
You guys are tight, so that'd be a tough divorce.
Hey, we go hand in hand.
Indeed. In a lot of ways, so that's
right.
What I'm saying.
That's right.
You know, you got that go-to in the pen whenever you need it. Now, all of a sudden, it's not there, and it's not just for a week.
I didn't say that on
no,
there.
You
I
didn't.
I couldn't do it.
That's funny.
Could not do it.
Yeah, I you get that he's the whole point of the exercise is how bad do you want to win a Super Bowl?
And again, it's a nice gesture to show your fans how passionate you are about wanting to win one as a coach.
I just like that he started talking about how, well, I've been married and she would cut it off.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
He's a funny dude, man.
But look, remember Hard Knocks?
Yeah.
He was one of the guys that kind of carried the show for the Texans.
Yeah.
You got Bill with a couple of spout offs in the boardroom here or there. But for the most part, Vrabel stuff was really funny when he was interacting with players and other guys because he has that kind of tough guy approach.
That personality,
but, yeah. But he also has personality, exactly. So,
yeah.
He got a raw deal when he was here. I wonder if he ever got him back. Someone broke into his house and stole all his Super Bowl rings here.
Well, I really saw that story. About, the Chronicle was writing
that
about
that. That was a big deal. And a lot, I think every station in town covered it on TV as well. I wonder if he ever got him back.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I have to check that out because he did it, and he handled it better than I would. But, yeah, they broke in and took all of his Super Bowl rings.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah.
What do you do with that? It's got to go
if
underground,
it's stolen,
right?
It's, isn't it documented? There's only so many.
I was going to say, you can't just go to a pawn shop.
We found Murph's online.
Sold it, right? Probably.
One of the ones that he didn't, we found online. Someone found and got it back for him. But yeah, again, you're right, because they're all engraved with the person's name that receives it. So,
very specific.
Yeah, it's hard to sell those kind of things, but you got to believe they have a safe or something that they keep them in, unless they like wear them all the time, like Jerry Rice.
It's not hard to sell if they're not stolen. Like if I got that from Calvin Murphy and I bought it, or if I legally obtained it.
Right, then, if you legally obtained it, it's one thing.
Yeah. But people are going to track it down.
I told you all about Jerry. Speaking of that Tahoe tournament, I told you about Jerry Rice, right? Like most guys don't wear their ring. Jerry Rice has a choker. It's a rope chain choker,
and he'll dance shirtless and
with that ring right at his Adam's apple. That is the worst look ever, and he just that's the way he shows off that ring.
It's pretty cheesy.
Yeah. All right, 1 hour in the books, 2 hours still to go of the show. Plenty more to get to. And again, if you want to join us, 713-780-3776. Call that number, text that number. You can hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Hour two's coming up next. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.